The old saying goes something like this. It goes up like a rocket and comes down with a parachute. We're talking inflation. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines, day 12 of the month of October. In other news, a Social Security cost of living jump is coming, but there is a but. Speaking of money, we're going to talk Powerball. We've got a UAW update for you. Executives want workers back in the office, but there is a cost factor, and we'll share those details with you today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and remember pilots asking for higher pay? Sure you do. And if we look at Delta Airlines' profits, they may have had a point. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, we say this every day, and we really do mean it. Thanks for being with us again today. Also, you want to check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We post there most of the day. Also, over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, inflation was quick to rocket up to over 9% last year, but the way back down is taking some time. The Consumer Price Index tells us that prices rose 0.4% from August to September. Now, that's below the previous month's 0.6% pace. Thursday's report from the Labor Department also showed that year-over-year inflation was unchanged last month from a 3.7% rise in August. Meanwhile, the Associated Press is reporting that underlying inflation declined a bit. So-called core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, climbed 4.1% in September from a year earlier. That's down from a 4.3% pace in August. And that is the smallest such increase in 2 years. Economists pay particularly close attention to core prices because they provide a good signal of inflation's likely future path. Still, on a month-to-month basis, prices are continuing to rise faster than is consistent with the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Core prices increased 0.3% from August to September, the same as in the previous month. Now, the main driver of last month's inflation was an uptick in housing costs. Rental prices and a measure that the government computes of the cost of home ownership, which together make up about a third of the total inflation index, accounted for most of the overall inflation from August to September. Those costs also accounted for more than two-thirds of the increase in core prices compared with a year ago. The markets? Yeah, the markets did react to all this news and other data. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Those who receive Social Security benefits will get a boost next year of 3.2%, which is far lower than the 2023 boost this year of 8.7%. The average recipient will receive an additional $50 a month, while welcome, the additional income won't buy much considering inflation is sitting at 4.1%. About 71 million people, including retirees, disabled people, and children, receive Social Security benefits. Speaking of money, this past week, one winning ticket was purchased at a liquor store in a tiny California town, and it's worth nearly $1.8 billion. The drawing this past Wednesday ended a long stretch without a winner of the top prize and brought news media to Midway Market and Liquor in Fraser Park. That's a community of 2,600 residents, about 75 miles north of Los Angeles. The nearly $1.8 billion jackpot is for a sole winner who opts for payments through an annuity doled out over 30 years, or do like most winners do, take the cash option, which was estimated at $774 million. Easy money, right? Overnight, UAW auto workers shut down one of Ford's most important factories, the one that manufactures the highly profitable F-Series trucks. Reuters is reporting that without warning, some 8,700 union members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant went on strike after the union said the number two U.S. automaker refused to move further in contract bargaining. Automakers have more than doubled initial wage hike offers, agreed to raise wages along with inflation, and improved pay for temporary workers. But the union wants higher wages still, and the abolishment of a two-tier wage system and the expansion of unions to battery plants at all three companies. UAW President Sean Fain's decision to shut down assembly lines that build Ford Super Duty pickup trucks and Lincoln Navigators and Ford Expedition large SUVs is a blow to Ford that could quickly undermine the automaker's full-year profits. Meanwhile, Ford executives have said they're not prepared to offer more economic value to the United Auto Workers Union in contract talks. Two words, stay tuned. You know, most executives at major companies are demanding that workers return to the office, if not every day, at least 3 days a week. However, there is something the C-suite folks may not get, and that has to do with the higher costs to make the daily commute to get to and then stay at the office. After all, as you know, prices are higher today than they were back in 2019. Those returning to offices are paying a lot more to be there, says a report. Workers spend on average $51 a day when they go to the office, including a daily average of $16 for lunch, $14 on commuting, $13 on breakfast and coffee, $8 on parking. And if you've got pets, you also spend an average of $20 a day on pet care. What if you have kids? Wow, then it really adds up. Full-time office workers are spending roughly $1,020 every month to report to the workplace, while hybrid workers spend an average of $408 a month on attendance. Then there is the cost of time. In some major cities, the commute may be an hour or more one way. The bottom line is that while executives want workers back in the office, workers are balking. And it's not just about wearing sweats all day in front of a computer. It's really about real cash. Speaking of cash, some was lost today on Wall Street, but it could have been worse. The Dow came off session lows to end the trade off by 173 points at 33,631, while the Nasdaq slumped by 85 points to 13,574 after riding above the flat line for most of the morning. The S&P 500 fell by 27 points at 4349, also bouncing back from a session low. Meanwhile, a surprise glut of oil has West Texas Intermediate crude falling or remaining stagnant. Today, oil closed at $83.49 a barrel. Gas prices? Well, here in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro, a gallon of unleaded is going for $3.11. That is about 60 cents off where it was just 6 weeks ago. Finally, there is this, and this is about money and some huge profits for Delta Airlines. The carrier saw its profits balloon in the third quarter, rising nearly 60% thanks to strong summer travel demand, especially for international flights. The airline says it expects healthy travel demand for the rest of the year, too, boosting revenue an estimated 9 to 12% over the end of what it was last year. However, Delta and several competitors also expressed concern over rising fuel prices that, by the way, are now starting to fall. So they are anticipating slightly lower full-year earnings as a result. What is not yet clear is the impact of the war in Israel. Delta has stopped direct flights to the nation for the time being. And that's a wrap of the business news headlines for today. Thanks so much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable and good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.